Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know what, guys? Let's talk survival tips. Are you ready for this?
Oh, boy.
I feel like we get these survival tips throughout our lives, and they're never really quite contested. However, these are five survival tips that could get you killed. So we're going to sit here and we're going to see if we can back some of these up here. So number five, if you're driving and you see a tornado, does anybody know what you're supposed to do if you're driving and you see a tornado?
I mean, I would turn the car around, but I'm sure there's more to it than that.
Well, she got fortunately, I know the correct answer, but it used to, I thought you were supposed to go hide under an underpass.
Exactly. Hide under an overpass.
Or get out of the car and go to a ditch and lay down in the ditch. But I still think the car would be safer.
It says narrow openings like that actually make the winds accelerate. So being under an overpass could be more dangerous because the wind is just whipping even faster.
Right.
And again, it's not that the wind's blowing. It is what the wind is blowing.
So they said, look, there was a family that did that, and they happened to survive.
No kidding.
And so that became, we go, well, that's what you do then. Right? Because I don't freaking know. But then everyone said, look, no. They got real, real, real lucky. That's right. Like the worst place.
They should not have made it out of there.
Well, the problem was they filmed it, so everybody saw it.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? That's the thing
so
to do.
Like, okay, well, they lived.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Five survival tips that could get you killed. Number four.
Wait. What do they say to do?
Oh, they don't tell you what you need to do.
Oh, they're just telling us.
Oh, you're supposed to lay in the ditch. Miles was right.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
They just say don't do these things.
Okay, all right.
If you're stranded on a deserted island or a desert island, what exactly would you guys try to be doing here?
Start a fire. The first thing is my big SOS or help on the beach.
Okay. Right? Yep, that's it. In the sand.
What they're saying is that you should build a raft. Okay, obviously you're trying to get off the island, so you're going to build a raft, you're going to pull a Tom Hanks, and you're going to get off this bastard.
But I would assume, this is just me, but if I'm trapped on a desert island, like, to me, that level of desolation says whatever craft I can build out of the available materials is not going to last to get me anywhere else.
Interestingly enough there, it says you're actually much more likely to die if you try to leave the island. You're better off building a shelter, making a big SOS sign.
Okay, right.
Oh.
That was the bad idea. Okay, right.
The bad idea is trying to leave. Stay put, man.
That one, I'd be like, yes, I don't agree with this raft building.
If you're lost in the middle of open water, guess what? The big sand pile over there is probably a good... Yes. You bet they might find you over there somewhere.
Mike, you ever try to make a raft when you're a kid?
Lord, no. I wasn't anywhere near water. Does it work, Miles?
I mean, you got to collect a lot of milk jugs.
Yes, you do.
So I hope there's milk jugs on your deserted island.
Yeah, exactly. And then, you know, duct tape.
We did try to build a Boy Scout summer camp one year. It was this, what they call it, the Great White Newt Regatta or something like that. And all the troops made their own rafts that were going to go across the lake that they had there. Ours completely flipped over. Ours was not
that's
seaworthy at all.
Oh, sunk to the bottom of the lake at Nolte Park.
Number three. Three, if an alligator chases you, does anybody know the common strategy that you use when eluding an alligator?
Me, it's just haul ass. I'm sorry, man.
Is it zigzag?
Miles?
Yeah, I think I'm with Ted. I think I heard zigzag.
That is correct. It is to run in a zigzag pattern. It says the idea is that they can't change direction that fast. It says, but you should just actually run in a straight line. Alligators are fast runners, but their stamina sucks, so just don't fall down.
Okay.
So you were absolutely right there, Mr. Hill. Just haul ass.
So that's the one time panic pays. By the way, you only really fall down if they're also filming a movie. Because truth. Anyone running from anything in a movie trips over their own feet as a guarantee.
Right. Have you seen Crawl yet?
Crawl.
Is that the big alligator in the flood? Or I have. Is it worth watching?
It is stupid. It is absolute garbage, but it is a fun movie to watch. Just it's one of those where it's just entertain me. Keep all the reality out of it. This is just alligators on the loose in the middle of a hurricane.
So my understanding is all like a cabin or house floods. The gators are in the house.
Correct.
And there's, what, two or three people trying to figure out how to deal with that.
Yep. Okay. Hurricane blows into Florida, floods the entire area. It floods high enough to where the gators are let loose, and now they're wreaking havoc.
If you're running away from an alligator and he is chasing you, did you turn around and give him beef? You know, like, work on your cardio, bro. You'll sprint like 15 yards.
That is one good thing about humans. Like, there's a lot of animals that are faster, but our stamina is very good.
Right. No, they would, like, break horses back in the day.
Exactly.
Just like, the horse can outrun you, but it can outrun the distance you can run.
Right.
That guy broke a horse last night.
Oh, come on. Number two, if your car is sinking into a lake, what do you guys do if a car is sinking into a lake?
Get out.
Yes.
So if you land in there and you can't open your door, what do they say that you need to do?
Roll the window down. Right.
What they're saying is that usually what people will do is to wait until it's fully submerged, then open your door. The idea is that you won't be able to open it until the pressure equalizes, which is true. But rolling your window down as soon as possible is a much better strategy. Look, you don't have to go down with the car. If you can get out of the car, get out of the car. I've also heard take your headrest off. There is the long poles that are at the bottom of the headrest could possibly work to bust the window out.
Oh, okay. That's smart.
I'm sure I'll remember that in that moment.
Exactly, as you're panicking.
Grab your headrest.
I'd be so panicked.
Yeah. What do I do? And this is the number one bad survival tip that could get you killed. If you are attacked by a shark, what do you do to fend it off?
Oh, I'm punching him.
Punch him in the nose. That is correct. Actually, it's completely incorrect. Their noses aren't really that sensitive. You're better off going for their eyes or their gills.
All right.
Yes. I don't care the animal. The eyes are the thing.
That's right.
I would love to put my chubby hands inside of his gills, though.
I would not.
Can you not breathe?
That means my proximity is very uncomfortable for me.
I don't think there's...
I can touch his gills, like, something very horrible has happened to the point that I can now grab your gills.
Can you imagine that story?
Ripped out his gills.
His hand is inside his goddamn gills.
See, it's not the story, right? Like, the story's great, but I do believe, as much as we would love to hear Ted's story at the time he survived the gills, every time you tell the story, you start sweating and your hands start shaking again. Because you're reliving the moment that a goddamn shark was trying to eat me.
See, Ted's on that same beach where everybody's walking around shirtless and they got that shark tooth there. I pulled that out of my leg when he hit me. Right. Ted's sitting there with just a big old organ just sitting there like, pulled that out of him when he bit me.
That's a piece of Gil, bitch.
Actually, from now on, you call me Gil.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly!